Hello, welcome to Fungeons and Flagons, episode 4 of Arcane Academy, happening this year over Zoom. Thank you to everyone who is joining us live on Twitch. We are live every single Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. If you do want to join us live and jump in the chat and have fun there, a big shout out and thank you to all the people who have been following and also subbing, cheers, you name it. All that good stuff has been happening and I really do appreciate it. Splinter Smith already straight out the gate, gifting a couple of subs as well. It's their first gift sub in the channel. I appreciate that. The Valley Folk is now following us. I wonder why that's happening. And Spectrum Gamers, thank you so much for that as well. That's super, super sweet. I do appreciate that. I will not be referencing the chat all too much. I will be looking at it, but all of the notifications and sounds have been switched off so that we can focus on the game. For those that watch this late, yes, all the episodes are available on YouTube. Give that a sub so you know when the episodes go up because it changes week to week, depending on whether I remember or not. Shout out to our adventure holders and DM pass holders. You have signed up to an exclusive tier on Patreon, which is super awesome. If you have the adventure holding pass, then you get the bonus after show episodes as we wind down, and you've been helping with some random effects that have been happening this particular season. DM pass holders will get something that they have never had before, and that is the ability to issue and grant a re-roll. Will they use it to help? Will they use it to hinder? They get to decide, but they only get one. If you do still have a reroll, just get a whisper ready via Twitch chat to at Spectrum Games. That is Caitlin. She's going to ping me to let me know when that happens. There's about a 30-second delay, so we will have to pause game, go back. So be super specific with that. That would be amazing. Hold up 2 seconds. It should be. There we go. And I want to thank those DM pass holders. We've got Justin, Michelle, Herky, the Void Sorcerer, Mr. Pirate Dancer, Cordero, who's Zombie Squirrel, Nathan, Isaac, who is Jablink16 in the chat, Thierry, Jimmy Sprinkles, Marco Ask for Seconds, DKTE, Seb underscore X, Katniss, Adam Toulos, DVK Joe, Terry, who is Little Weird Guy, Alex, and of course, Caitlin, aka Spectrum Gamers. Thank you so much for all of your support for making this happen. Patreon.com/GeekBomb if you want to join in and support and help out with this campaign. We do also have a Fungeons subreddit, and we got fan art. This one is from at Video Etron, who drew the Rat King facing off against Broomhild and Elaine. We absolutely love it. That Rat King has a strut that I can get behind, and I am behind. So if you do want to get some fan art in, we will be showing those each and every week, and you can submit them via Instagram or Fungeons. You got a big love heart from Hector there, even though you can't see it, so I'm passing it on. What did you do? Was it a thumbs up? It was a burger. It was a booty. It was a butt. You were talking about the Rat King's butt. So yeah, yep. And Kate also, chef's kiss. That's fun. Hey, speaking of those, let's just get them on here. We have Hector Navarro and Kate Welsh, your resident players for season 3 of Fungeons and Flagons. That doesn't look like a butt, Hector.
I love that butt. That was a great butt. Great job.
That was a good rat butt. I also noticed, that was the first thing, I didn't even notice that our characters were in it for a second. I was all about that rat ass.
Rat butt. For those that don't know, Hector Navarro is a host extraordinaire for the likes of the El Rey Network on Correctamundo, on Nerdist's Book Club. You know him from DC Daily and the All Access shows that happened, and he's such a good thumbs upper. Kate Welsh has a brand new job, but she's a game designer and has done amazing things for Wizards of the Coast, and she's now doing even better things. Did you publicly announce it?
Yeah. It's Dreamhaven's /Secret Door.
There it is. So she's been doing fun stuff there, which makes it super intimidating to run this show, but I'm giving it the best go that I can. And our resident artist is back, Terry Trin. He is at Terry Trin Art on Instagram. He did the new moderator art. He's done the new character designs and is doing the recap art. Elaine and Broomhild, how are you feeling after the last challenge?
Not our best showing. Understandably have become more of a C plot line in the course of this game.
Yes, I agree. Not great, Maud. Pretty bad, actually.
Cool. I'm glad you're suitably embarrassed. Because what happened in the last episode? Let's give you guys a reminder in previously on Fungeons and Flagons. The students studying at the Arcane Academy have now received their new weapons and armor and put them to the test in the trial by combat against the other students at the school. Elaine, the tiefling fighter, and Brumhild, the worthy, the Goliath rogue, were paired up to fight against the colorful barbarian duo, Magenta, the human flautist, and Emerald, her obsessive sidekick. Mad love and shout out to Anna Prosser and Rachel, aka Seltzer, for bringing their game quite literally. During the combat, things got very personal when Elaine took a slice out of Magenta's perfect hair. All their sight disappeared except through one eye at one stage. And then the eye saw the sign that fell from the sky, helping them regain their sight. Brumhild and Emerald spent more time trying to keep possession of the hair than actually focusing on winning the fight, leaving Magenta in the spotlight performing an incredible flute solo and Elaine in pieces, quite literally. After being made whole again, the team took on a new foe, a newly changed minotaur or a minotaur, their classmate Phineas. After its horns were lodged into the wooden wall and a swift kick to the neck, the ladies again proved their might in the throes of a fight. Their overall performance was judged by Headmaster Reedville, who claimed that Emerald and Magenta to be the champions of their trial, having bested Elaine and Brumhild. What will be the consequence of this loss? Why were they so obsessed with the hair? Poor Elaine was cleaved in twain. Will that cause an emotional strain? Find out now in Fungeons and Flagons. Alrighty, so let's head back to what is Fungeons and Flagons. We know that it's influenced by D&D, but this is a purely improv role-playing game. We focus on the storytelling. Have you guys got your D20s at the ready? Are they working?
Yeah, let's find out. Yeah, I got a 12.
Yeah, not working. Broken.
What'd you get, Brumhild?
7.
Okay. So they're working, but not great. Basically, every time they wish to do something, they will roll that D20. The higher it is, the more successful the event will be. The lower it is, the bigger the fail. There will be random surges that will occur when characters experience heightened emotions. And they'll need to roll to see what it lands on. And whatever it lands on takes effect immediately. Attack however you would like with whatever you have. Surges have been happening a little bit more. And if you do want to get those surges in, make sure you hold an adventurer's pass and you can get those happening. But let's get you back inside the academy. So Elaine and Brumhild failed their trial. They were made to clean up the stands of the arena. And they also had to help pull the students out of the gelatinous cube. So you guys are really just disheartened, dirty, like humiliated. The whole school saw what that was like. Emerald and Magenta's popularity has grown even greater. Songs erupt in the hallways when they enter the rooms. They are adored. And you guys, having cleaned up, not inside, just outside, have gathered in the main hall for the next assignment. Professor Reedville praises Emerald and Magenta. He's obviously their favorites at the moment. And people seem to be vying for this top spot with Headmaster Reedville, but looks to those and says, for those that have spent their time trying to lick their wounds, what do you think went wrong? What are you hoping to do better?
Is he looking at us when he says this?
Is this a rhetorical question? Are we supposed to answer? Everybody's here. Do you need for us to sort of ask ourselves? We have been. I don't know what he wants from us right now.
Elaine, why do you think you lost so badly?
Oh no, he called me out by name. Brumhild, I have to answer.
He called you out. What are you going to say? Okay. Don't say, don't embarrass us.
Okay. It's always important to try your best.
I don't like this. I
I guess that's good. That sounds good to me.
Brumhild, do you agree? Did you think you tried your best?
I agree that one should always try one's best. Yes. But did we trying best?
I don't know.
I suppose we did not do that, but one should.
Is that what we're supposed to say?
We do have another trial today. And for those that did not pass their previous test, and he looks at you two and he looks at others that also lost, because for those that lose, for those that win, there has to be losers. And says, today's test has the... one second, please. This is not good. Today's test has been scrambled. Today's test is incredibly important because it will affect your journey in the school from now on. The tasks that I will be giving you throughout your studies will take you to different parts of the land. And we have only ever explored and been inside the academy. And when you do go outside and you need to go to different destinations, walking can be time better spent. So for your next task, I wish for you to find, capture, and tame a mount. This will become your mode of transport. You will be put into groups of three and paired with those whose strengths and or weaknesses reflect your own so that you may improve together. So Elaine Brumhild, obviously having not done very well in that last task at all, I will be pairing you up with, what is it that we should be calling you now? Depeche Niffle, you three will be put together. And I'm telling you right now, all of you did not work well as a team in your previous trials. So it would be wise to not fail again. And Depeche Niffle comes and waddles over and stands next to you. And you realize that the two students that outburst at the same time in the combat before you that fused together are now one person and will be the third member of your trio group. This is the first time you've all met. So if you'd like to make your introductions. Whenever you're ready.
I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity. I'm so excited because I got to watch them get mashed together and get escorted out of the arena. And now I'm interacting with them in the flesh. I'm like, it is my great honor to meet you, Depeche Niffle. What a delight. Because part of it is, Brumhild is excited that two people failed worse than...
All right. Let's take it down a notch. There's nothing to get excited about. It's just a freak show here, everybody. Let's all have a big laugh.
No, it's not a freak show, I assure you. It's quite remarkable because, like my friend here is saying, everyone thought that you two had died. Everybody in the school thought those two guys are super dead. They just super merged dead. Together. Super dead.
And this merge has left them looking incredibly unique. For Depeche, who is a warlock Arakocra of the Raven variety, has fused with Niffle.
Niffle,
the Satyr Bard.
That's correct.
Who is in the, I think, the lead of the Glee Club, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, Captain. 3 years in a row.
They are now...
That's right, won. That's right. You can keep going.
So these Satyr goat hinds end in these crow-like claws. And then coming out from the hind of the goat are black, rich, thick, inky feathers that lead up into a beak with horns. And that is kind of what Depeche Niffle looks like now. The only problem is, well, they have kind of like two heads. That'll make it easier to talk, Maud. Well done. So we've got the satyr head with the horns, and we've got the Arakocra raven beak, and... this is a very new fusion for them, and they're not coping very, very well.
Oh, you think? It's awful.
In fact, I was a little bit triggered when you came to when you said that when you were directly referencing the fact that we are then now we are one.
Okay, well, I apologize. I don't think Broomhildr and I knew any other way to talk about this. I mean, it's kind of crazy. We just saw it happen. Okay, let's try this. Let's try to sort of break the ice, you know, kind of get comfortable with one another if we're supposed to be working together. I introduced my friend, right? You know Broomhild. I am Elaine. I don't know if you remember us from when you were separated before. Anyway, my first question is sort of like, how did you decide to go by Depeche Nipple and not Nipple Depeche?
Excuse me, it's Niffle.
Nipple.
I get it. It's a stupid name. I have the same problem.
It's a family name. It means great honor in my family.
I apologize. I did not mean to. Am I not pronouncing it correctly?
Niffle.
Nipple. Yeah.
Right.
Niffle.
I don't know how to say this delicately. I'm trying to take your lisp into account. So am I supposed to pronounce it with a lisp?
Niff. Do you know how to spell?
Yes. Yeah, that's the solution. Please spell it for me.
Okay. N.
Uh-huh.
I.
So far with you?
F.
Okay, you lost me one more time. I don't know what letter that was.
F.
Again, I'm going to need those again, but let's keep going. Let's power through.
The next letter is F.
There's three of them. Okay.
L. Then L and then E. Niffle.
Right. Can we go back to letters three?
Niffle closely. You can make it out. Didn't you have a song that helps people learn your name?
Yes, I do. If you don't mind, I'd like to play it. It comes directly to you all from my familiar. Her name is Lamp. And this is the song that makes you never forget my name.
It never gets old.
With that, because it was an atrocious, actually, no, maybe you tell me the Depeche of Depeche Niffle. Was that a melancholic tune or was that kind of bright and sparkly?
It's horrible. Whatever. I don't know.
He loves it then.
Tell me.
He did tell me he liked it. So
you two are bonding. How wonderful. So let's get to the task at hand. There are three of you in front of me, and there is one task that we need to get, and that is you need to find, track, and tame your mount. So with this, we will need a navigator, a tracker, and a trapper. Amongst yourselves, discuss who will be doing what and why.
Well, If nobody minds, I could just jump right in. So my whole thing is I can play songs with my familiar Lamp, and what happens is it makes animals kind of sleepy and they love it. And so if there's maybe some kind of animal that you've got your eyes on, what I can do is I can play one of my hit songs. And by the way, I am on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/Niffle. Mm-hmm. I can spell it out if you need me to spell that.
Do you mind?
Yes. N I F F.
Different that time. This time, you put like an exit on it.
E.
Niffle.
Okay. So anyway, the point is that I can make animals kind of sleepy with some of my hot fire tracks.
Perhaps you two can sort of put your heads together. I didn't mean to say that. I apologize. I meant
we're not going to bring it up again.
One like this because they don't want to hear it. They're not sleepy. They're suicidal.
I don't get it.
Maybe you could be the trappers, and that would leave Broomhild and I to figure out how to track the animal, find the animal. How does that sound?
So yeah. What you're saying is that you guys basically cleaned the entire arena because you screwed up so bad, and you want us to do the hard work. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know. Is there something wrong with my ears?
No, that's what I'm hearing too. Yeah, that's about how it sounds to me.
Listen, I'm not trying to be rude here, but I'm trying to get ahead. I'm trying to get good. I'm trying to get to where I need to go, and so I need to think about me. You know,
where we need to go is what he means to say, because we're attached to each other physically.
Yeah, but we already talked about this.
Same idea.
Because like this isn't a forever thing. This is just a now thing.
Right.
So,
from him.
I do think that that is a good idea for you to do the hard work. If you saw our most recent performance, you will know that we are pathetic. So if we want to have any success, we're going to need capable people doing the trapping, all right?
Broomhild,
well, if you're self-aware, that's a step in the right
direction. I respect that. I do respect that.
You can live with that. What about you, Nipple?
I respect it. I'm in awe right now.
Earlier, Broomhild, the words that they said in Elaine, you looked a little bit sort of taken aback, and that it wasn't a nice thing to say. Broomhild, did you feel bullied at all? Elaine, did you feel that there was an injustice in what they said?
Felt a little bullied.
I am trying to remember Depeche in Nithil's life before they were merged. And I'll be honest, I can tell this in confidence to Broomhild. Broomhild, like, these guys were nerds. They were already sort
everybody
of-
Everybody loved me. Everybody loved me. Everybody in this school loved me. Everybody in this school loved me.
And
somehow we have fallen lower than they are. This hurts. I've got to be honest. It's just, it's a tough realization.
What did you say? It's an injustice?
Yeah, I think I would, yes.
Roll your dice!
I hate injustice. That's my weakness.
Are we going to throw down? I'm about to throw the hell down.
I might explode with some sort of power. I rolled a 15.
You're about to throw down.
You rolled a 15?
That's right.
Alrighty. You feel this surge of the sorcerer's void. The player revives a portable black hole that allows them to store unlimited items. Who knows what its previous owner already stored in it? So you can thank the Void Sorcerer for that one. But you now have the ability to take with you a portable black hole, which you can reach in and extract and place items now.
How big is this hole?
It's about a yay by yay, like the size of your head.
Yay by yay.
Not as big as the one that's in your mouth, buddy.
Yeah, that was thick.
I don't even understand that insult. What was that insult? Like, I have a hole in my mouth?
Because, like, the black hole that... Because you can put whatever you want in the black hole.
Right.
And probably it's a lot of garbage. And what I'm seeing out of the black hole of your mouth is plenty of garbage.
Oh, the insults are so insulting.
So bad, honestly. Well, then, you know what? I'm going to reach in there right now and see what I can pull out.
Okay, roll for me.
Maybe you can pull out a better attitude.
I rolled a 4.
Oh, okay, yeah. You reach in and it's feeling a little empty, but as you reach further back, there is a very sticky, cold, wet, gucky feeling. And as you retract your hand, it looks like a giant sneeze, like a giant has sneezed into this black hole, and now it is on your hand. Depeche, what are you most afraid of?
What am I most afraid of?
Yeah, what was something that you were quite startled by?
I don't know.
I can answer for you. It was slime. So can you roll me a d20?
Oh no. Why don't you like slime?
You know, slime makes children happy and stuff, and I hate happiness, so, you know.
Yeah, but slime's so important.
Oh, I can't read that. I can't read that. What is it?
At all. It's a 9. You'll have to
a 9? A 9. All right. So obviously, like, when as soon as you see the slime happen, you are like, no. And you just, this power and magic erupts out of you. And, oh. And you have blind love. This is an envy surge. The player begins to feel a passionate, heart-aching love for whomever they are currently battling. And if they're not in combat, the person to their right. Word for word what it is. The player doesn't care what they think. They are just madly in love to their in love with their beloved.
Yes.
It just keeps going. Hold on, I want to get it right. And their beloved can do no wrong. Wowie. And that is a big thank you to Caitlin Donaldson, I believe.
My goodness.
What a twist.
My goodness.
I should be incapable of feeling love because I'm so deeply, deeply goth. But what? You know what? Sometimes you just look to your right. Wait, which way is my right?
Other way.
Other right.
There you go.
Beautiful. Man attached to you. We're like one. It's kind of fucked up, but it makes you feel something. Something I can't quite describe.
This is awful. This is perhaps the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
We shared the same bathing suit area.
How can we end this? Help me end this.
If you've all decided who you are going to be, who will be the navigator and who the tracker? From Hilda Lane, we are waiting on you yet again.
I'll be a tracker. A navigator sounds very much like an Elaine thing.
Yes.
With the observer eyes and their brain power.
Absolutely. And so Headmaster Reedville hands a map over to your navigator who will be leading the navigation portion of this quest. The tracker, you now have like this ability to kind of understand survival techniques out in the woods. Well done. And the trapper, would you like a net or a lasso? Lasso. Tracker. Depeche Niflum.
I mean, I guess.
I'm not sure what a lasso is, but I'll take it.
I like ropes. Is there a rope?
Ropes?
Is that a rope?
Lasso. I say lasso because I'm Australian. Is that a lasso?
A lasso is like a rope, but it's also like a bassoon. So it's sort of a musical rope. So it's perfect for you
two. Oh, I love it. Yeah, let's take it.
That sounds fine, whatever.
I'll take two if you got them.
All righty. Well, by the end of this trial, you will come back here with a travel companion, a mount. Your time begins, and this is important, now. Best of luck to you all.
Let's do this, everybody. We've got 30 minutes to complete this task. Let's go.
My goodness. Well,
I guess we're going to do it in a timely fashion.
I thought we were going to have brunch.
There's no time for brunch.
Got to earn brunch.
I've got to have my eggs if we're going on a journey.
How come you didn't say eggs with a... You know what? Never mind. The important thing is we are now off on our journey. I'm going to read the map. I'm going to see what it says so that I can navigate us.
I'm ready.
So it says here, this is convenient. It says, go to the forest. There are horses there. Do it now.
Is that what you want? You want a horse?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. Sure. Yeah. Go to the forest if you want a horse.
Hang on. Somebody's pranking me. Let me flip it around. Oh, this is the real side. And it says...
Well, basically there are symbols all throughout here, but there is an area where there is like concentrated cliffs and forests and lake, and it's all like a really good prime area for the hunting grounds. And that is at the top left of your map.
There we go.
So the first thing that I want you to do.
Trying to cover up the fact that he doesn't know how to read.
Yeah, I agree with that. What's up with this? We can just move on.
I really feel like my friend is being bullied here.
I don't think there's any bullying. I don't think there's bullying. We just got to focus.
And
yeah, focus.
I care about Elaine, and I really feel like there's some bullying going on.
I think we gotta focus.
My fault that he doesn't know how to read.
Are you searching?
Here's the thing. I think we have very little time, and I think what's happening here is Eileen is trying to get us on the road, and now he's distracted by
things. Come on, Eileen.
And so now we gotta just let's go get you a mount. Let's take care of business.
All right. Well, you need to treat my friend Eileen with a little bit more respect.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I can do that.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm holding you back. It's okay. It's all right.
All right. All right.
Did Broomhild search? Was there a
came close? I respect that. Right. That.
Elaine, I'm going to need you to roll for me to see how successful your navigating is.
It's a 9. Which is German for no.
Alrighty. So with your 9, you start wandering in a direction that could be close to where you should be going. But what the 9 has done is limited the types of animals that you will encounter. So your overall mount will only be better than average at best, but not amazing. So you have navigated to the not best part. Unless someone wants to reroll.
Wait. I want to change roles. I believe that we can... Look, I've got to be honest. I'm not having a great day. We've got Nipple in Depeche Mode over here making fun of me. I'm going to be very vulnerable here. I'm not feeling great. And I was trying to be a leader earlier. And you know what? Maybe that's not who I am. Maybe my friend is worthy because that is her name. So maybe Broomhild should be the one who should be navigating us. You take a look at this map. I'll be the one to try to hunt somebody down, use her tracking skills. I used to do that when I lived by myself out in the woods in nature. Broomhild, you take a look at this map. You tell us where we need to go and I'll follow your lead, my friend.
Are you done playing the victim? Well, meanwhile, we are literally conjoined. Me and this beautiful man that I love.
Honestly, let me just put this out there. I'm very tired of being a third nipple. I mean, third wheel to you two. Okay, so let's just get
this. I'm sorry. Have you ever been conjoined to a man?
Have you ever been split in twain?
I mean,
I don't know what that means.
We've all gone through stuff, okay? And you know
we're in boarding school after all.
Maybe play a card fight. I'll use my magic to split you both, but instead you're gonna stay stuck together forever, okay?
I respect you. All right? I respect what you said. I respect what you've been saying. And I respect everything you're going to say. I think we need to put this to rest and we need to get focused and we need to help this. We need to do this.
You know what? You're right. I respect you too, okay?
I respect that.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I respect you and I appreciate you standing up to me like this. I think it's very brave of you.
I respect you.
I underestimated you, you know? I did, really did.
I underestimated you, I think.
I think maybe when this is all over that we will be better friends than before.
I think I'd like to teach you the recipe that my mother took to the grave of a wonderful soup that she makes. And I don't plan on having children, so I think maybe you should pass
Excuse
the
me,
soup
what?
Recipe on.
I don't think we've discussed this.
What do you think this is?
I will allow Elaine to change the role and no longer be leading the expedition. But since you have rolled and it wasn't great, Broomhild can step up and navigate, but you will be getting a disadvantage to your role as a tracker.
That's fair. And as long as I'm still the lead on the exposition, even if I'm not the lead on the expedition, I'll take it.
I am one.
That's
one
nice. That's nice. That's nice. I respect that. All
right. So Broomhild, you are now the leader of the navigation portion of this mission. Roll me 1 to 20. It will determine the impressiveness of the mounts available.
Come on, Broomhild. I got a 15.
Okay, all righty. So you've gone to the more lush area where the higher caliber mounts are kind of all congregate and you successfully get there. Can you roll me another one to see if we have any mishaps?
Oh, no. 11.
Okay. So you didn't get there really quick. I mean, this has been a lengthy process. You are already 7 minutes into your half hour time limit because the leadership hasn't gone incredibly well. But Elaine has realized his strengths don't necessarily lie in leadership and navigation. So he's, handing over the reins. So you go into the wandering and the clearing a little bit behind others. So you're not in first place just yet. But you did notice that beautiful amounts of a cacophony of different sounds of squawk, shrieks, huffs, squeals, and whatever you name it, you're hearing all of these great noises, and you realize that you've made it to the right spot with your 15. Let me highlight really
quick. One of the reasons it took us so long was because I was extremely emotional that Elaine would have nominated me to become a navigator, so I was weeping for most of this voyage.
Oh, all right.
Can we would it be possible to just take a moment to appreciate the sounds of nature and the beautiful symphony that is the cacophony of wildlife?
I mean, you're a bard. You appreciate noise and music. I'll give you a +1 to your next roll because of that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I respect that.
What the shit?
So now that you're in this gorgeous, lush area with the rich cacophony and sounds of nature and, fueling your very being and existence, it is time for the tracker to look around. Please roll for me twice and we will be taking the smaller number.
Okay, but before I do that, because I found a little bit of success with passing off that role, I'm going to try to appeal to our new allies, as it were. I'm going to check in with them one more time and say, look, Depeche Niffle, we obviously got on the wrong goat foot. I want to try this again. Claw, hoof, do you feel as though you would be better at tracking the animal or trapping the animal? Because I will honestly take whatever you don't want to do.
Well, if I could speak for myself, I would like to say that I am very good at trapping animals. Because like I said, I know a sleepy song that I can play that will put any animal to sleep, lickety-split.
I love trapping animals. I trap animals all the time.
Really? You don't strike me as someone who likes to trap animals, Depeche.
Oh, yeah, I do. Birds, crows.
I've seen him do it. I respect it. I respect it.
Snakes. Lizards, you name it.
Ravens,
absolutely.
Okay.
Also, just a reminder that out of all animals here, we have a satyr and an arachocra raven combined, so they have animalistic, integrity.
That's right.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to try to track an animal for our new friend, Depeche Nipple, to try to trap, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm literally a bird person. I can see an animal a mile away. I don't know why we're even having this conversation.
Oh, well, should you two be doing both of the roles?
Oh, I see what's happening here. You're trying to make you're trying to make us feel bad. I thought the bullying was over.
No, I'm not trying to. No, honestly, I don't understand how I'm bullying you. Depeche, if you feel you're good at tracking animals, then by all means do that as well. I just want us to be successful in this endeavor.
Oh, I see what's happening. So I guess you're blind because we're stuck together. So how is he supposed to go and fucking track when he's connected to my ass?
He's gonna have a goddamn satyr. What's going on here?
Okay. Okay, everybody just calm down, all right? Let's try something, okay? I'm going to hug both of you and then try to teleport us over there to that tree. And maybe by mistake, I'll split you both so that you would be individuals again, okay?
I respect that.
If that's all right with both of you, let's try it because honestly, I'm trying to talk to you.
I love him so much. I don't know if I want to do that.
Wait, you love him? You are in love with him?
There's a spell. There's a spell. It's not real love. It's a spell.
It's real love.
This This means the end.
That's true. Did you hear Broomhild? That's true. Say that again, Broomhild.
All love is a type of magic.
That's right. So maybe you need to ask yourselves if you want to be separate people with separate swimsuit areas or have been staying merged.
I have my own life. I need to take care of my academics. Okay. I can't be falling in love. I don't think we have to fall in love.
What about this? I tried to separate you, but Depeche, you still stay close to your friend here and maybe, you know, try and see if it works.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see what it would be like if we had like separate bathing suit areas and could maybe like touch them together.
Okay, here we go. I'm hugging you both. I'm going to try to teleport over to that tree. Okay, wish me luck, Broomhild. Here we go.
You got this.
Ooh. Roll me a 15 or higher.
Here we go, boys. Bad news bears, it's an 11.
Okay, alrighty. So it sort of worked. You've cast this, you've teleported, and in a way, they have somewhat divided. And so now, down to their belly buttons, they have disjoined. So they are conjoined from the bottom. They still have crow's claws with satyr legs and a lot of crow feathers, but then their individual torsos split upwards. So you both have two arms that are yours. You both have shoulders and necks that are your own. So you're not just two-headed, but you are two-torsoed.
But one ass.
But one ass.
One titan's ass.
I see no downside.
Wow, that ass is as big as a Red King's, and believe me, Broomhild and I know how big a Red King's ass is.
This needs to end.
Okay. Okay, well, look, we're running out of time for this task. What if we try to have you to track and trap the animal? I'll help any way I can. And afterwards, if we have time, I'll grab onto your ass and then try to split you again.
I would love that. I would respect that.
I mean, I'm ambivalent, but I'm down to track. I'll do it right now. I don't care. I'm a bird person.
Let's just do it.
Since you are an Arakokra and you get a bird's eye view on life, I'll give you a +2 to your roll.
All right, I'm rolling. It's an 18.
So you got a dirty 20.
How do I make you see it? Yeah, dirty 20.
All righty. So you start tracking the area. And at first, everyone looks around and there doesn't seem to be anything different at all. It's like, can't see anything. Or like, yeah, this is cool. And I respect that. But as you look a little bit further.
Wait, who was that second character? Was that me?
I don't really know. The second one I'm not sure about, but I did definitely bookend it with specific characters.
You nailed it with me.
It was a dirty 20, not a nat 20. Thank you. But then you look around and you kind of look to the ground and you see that some of the fallen branches have ever so slightly been kind of like pressed upon and curved, sometimes broken. You'll see that the passing of a brush, there'll be like a fresh rip of a leaf that you can like sense. Your smell is heightened and you can actually make out the difference between two different breeds of animal. The evidence that you have found for one is a tuft of fur that has been caught on the branch of a tree passing by. And there is also about 2 meters, I'm using metrics, deal with it, away from that, is a beautiful pruned feather of like a glossy, of a glossy nature. So you see fur and a feather kind of in one way, but when you look over there, a new scent has formed and you see, a different type of fur, white fur and a white feather. So you have evidence of sort of paths that split before you. A brown tuft of fur with a glossy feather, a white tuft of hide, and a white feather. Which path would you like to take? Well done on your dirty 20. That's what you get. You uncovered everything.
I personally, I think like the white feathers are just like not really my style. I'm just not into it.
You get dirty really fast.
Yeah, it's like hard to keep clean.
I don't know, hard to keep clean.
It's not black. It's just like my thing, you know? So like, I'm not really into that. I'll go the other way.
But it's also a very commanding color, white, you know? It lights up a room.
I don't know why you got to contradict me all the time. I don't know why you got to.
This is not a thing. This is a curse. You understand that?
You could hug it out now. If you want to.
I'm not looking for a hug. I'm looking for a solution.
The only one who hasn't gotten a hug today, so take them where you can get them.
Yes.
That's nice. That's real nice.
So I would say it's really up to you guys what color you want your thing to be.
Well, it's not just the color. There's probably different species we're talking about here, right?
For sure.
Okay. One's a griffin.
Oh, a griffin, yeah.
The other one's some bullshit-ass stupid white bird.
Some kind of white bird.
Yeah.
I don't want a stupid white
bird. A swan or something. It's like a duck.
Could be a swan.
Isn't that white fur as well?
Well, some griffins have fur underneath their feathers.
Oh, so it's either a griffin or a baby griffin is what you're saying?
I don't think anybody said baby.
Well, it's, you know, sort of how penguins, they are all baby white until they sort of...
No, get I think that it's like a protective layer underneath their feathers.
Broomhild.
I'm getting a lot of mixed information, and I am also time conscious, and I feel like now that I've been added as the navigator of this group, I have leadership duty, and I say, let's go with the colorful one. That sounds like it would please everyone.
Respect that. I respect that. That's a good choice.
Glossier.
Glossier. So the fork in the road with the two bits of evidence, you decide to take the path of the fur and the glossy feather. Alrighty. So you follow that path. You track it quite well. You rolled very well. And then through the clearing, you hear it before you see it.
Oh, I'll hear it. Everybody else hear it?
Whoa, what the hell was that?
Definitely heard it before I can see it, yes.
I can't see anything.
No. I just want to look it up, what it looks like, just one more time.
I never heard a damn thing like that before in my life.
So you hear a...
Whoa, that's a big boy, whatever it is.
Ear splitting.
I don't know about you guys, but I'd like to get my hands on some of those eggs.
Okay, that's weird.
Why is that weird?
It's for brunch.
Do you not eat eggs?
I do, but...
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
Only from a lesser species. Come on.
I wouldn't eat if there was a baby.
You gonna eat one of my eggs?
So you're obviously in the forest clearing, and in front of you there is a giant cliff face, and you're hearing these shrieks, these squawks. What would you like to do?
That's a big fella. Big fella out there.
Use your magical song of entrapment.
You guys ready? You guys, is that what you want?
While we're here.
Are we within earshot?
I mean, I hate your songs, but I love you.
All right, well, listen.
You can hear it.
Yes.
But you don't know what it is.
Here's the deal. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's an animal... This boy will get her. All right? You guys ready for this?
Ready.
Here we go. Sorry, that was just a test. No!
I'm mean this with all due respect, or respect as one might say, you have a -4 to your roll.
That's just about do it. That'll do it. Your babies. The thing is it doesn't trap it, but it makes it fall asleep.
No, that would be a lullaby.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Yeah, that's why you have a -4 to your roll.
That doesn't make sense.
Let me break it down for you. What you produced was heinous.
Yeah, that's the song of my people. It's a sleepy animal song.
There's a reason why your species are...
We're good folks. We're great folks.
Yeah. You may try a lullaby again, or you will get a -4 to your trapping roll.
You guys think that something a little less indigenous of my peoples?
No. We're not culturally insensitive here. I would say maybe do one for babies.
Babies.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. I got that. Hang on. I might need to speak to Lamp really quick if that's okay.
Sure. Take your time.
Don't you ever embarrass me like that again, you little shit! We're doing lullabies for babies!
Broomhild, when we get back to school, we cannot hang out with this guy at all.
I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Why not? We don't have any other friends.
Shit.
You guys just don't see him like I see him. Okay. You gotta look past the horrible music.
All right, I'm ready. You guys ready for a lullaby?
Yes, let's do this.
Okay, here we go.
You actually have successfully put Broomhild and Depeche to sleep. And Elaine.
It's a powerful lullaby. You said for babies, so.
Hey!
Does Broomhild take that personally?
Oh, yeah.
Bitch!
There was this, you know, you guys want good music, that's what you're going to get.
12.
12?
What happened?
I did my lullaby song. You guys,
that was amazing.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Did it work on that creature?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we worked on everyone else. But then you called Broomhild a baby, and she surged because she just took it really personally. And as her power erupts out of her, and through her daggers that she was holding, her weapons turn into a wedge of cheddar cheese. But the good news is they have a very sharp edge and gets a +1 attack.
That's some sharp cheddar.
The next roll.
No,
and that is courtesy of, I can't see because I really stuffed it up. Who's that courtesy of? 40. Bender. Is that right? Bender? Thank you, Bender, for that one. So you know your daggers are now wedges of cheddar cheese. So I mean, you've got cheddar cheese, but it's a +1 to your next attack.
+1 just to my next attack or forever?
Next attack. But you get to use the cheese in any way you please.
Are they cheese forever? Okay. All right. Got it. Okay.
Next attack. They have just transformed into your hand. The it must have been that song as well that just curdled your blades. So Elaine and Depeche and Broomhild fell into a very, very beautiful dream-based sleep from your lullaby. Unfortunately, whatever the creature is circling high above it, and your music went out and affected those in the direct vicinity, but didn't actually go up. Roll for me, though, to see if it has noticed you. I mean, the thing about trapping is that you need to...
That's a one.
Okay, cool. So Depeche and Brunhild and Elaine are asleep for like the next 2 minutes. So that's you've put cool, them yeah. out. So really, Niffle.
That's Niffle, yeah.
Niffle.
Yes.
It comes down to you. You alone. Your half of your body has been paralyzed and put out. Your teammates are fast asleep. And you have 3 minutes on the clock. How are you going to identify, track, and tame your beast?
Well, I'll tell you what. I am the master and the king of the Glee Club. So, I can't call on my Glee Club friends to come and help me in this time of need by summoning them with the Glee Club theme.
I mean, they are also on a mission to get their mounts, but let's see if you can summon them, and you are their leader.
If it's got to be done fast, it's got to be done right, it's got to be done by the Glee Club. That's our clause. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Glee Club!
Roll.
That's a 10.
One of them shows up.
Hell yeah! Hiya! Yeah, okay, we need to listen, cut the shit. I need your help right now, real bad.
Okay, what are we doing?
We need to trap that beast that's flying high above us right now. We need to identify it and then trap it.
I think I've seen that one before. I took a beast test.
Yeah.
Can't figure it out with that one. It's just a measly little 5.
I don't even know
which direction to look.
Great. Well, you know, that's okay. We can still trap it.
Why are they all asleep?
Don't worry about it. I played my sleep. They wanted my sleepy lullaby song. They fell asleep. It's okay. They're gonna wake up real soon.
Why don't you try to look for the beast? Because god damn it, your team sucks.
Well, yeah, maybe I gotta do that. But I need your help, okay? So let's do this. Okay. What I'm gonna do is,
I can get +1. You
because I'm a bard, I believe that I can use a hand to grab the creature and hold it in place so that it doesn't go away.
That sounds awesome. +1.
All right, here we go.
Wait, can I ask something? Is your enthusiasm annoying enough to me to set me off? Because it is literally the one and only thing that makes me go crazy.
And slime.
And slime.
He was very enthusiastic.
I hate enthusiasm, especially false enthusiasm, especially Glee Club enthusiasm.
And you've got a team member here. All right, I'm going to need... So I've got Niffle, who's just rolled to hold on to the creature. And that was a 14. So...
+1.
15. That actually does change something. So this force of nature from the winds comes and compels it and turns into these giant hands and grabs on and puts a hold around this creature and is slowly pulling it towards you, and through the clearing, as the crest of the cliff comes into view, there is a creature being drawn towards it, and you see this beautiful, magnificent, statuesque, large eagle's head that seems to be quite contained and calm in a particular way, and then on the back of it is a giant flank of a lion. And gorgeous eagle wings with a massive wingspan. It just feels like it's floating and sailing. You have uncovered a griffin. And at this particular moment, it is being held by hands that have been forged by wind. And it is not being hurt. It seems to be rather still, but it is just being held there. While this is all going down, Depeche, who was asleep, was woken up by the sound of happiness and fake enthusiasm and fake kind of like hysteria and a magic just bursts throughout him and he surges. Roll for me.
I hate it. You know, I don't know why people can't just like chill the hell out.
What do you mean? What's wrong?
It's all about happiness.
Stop doing that. It would be great.
Happiness and respect. That's all. And love.
Totally. Oh my God. Yes. Oh
God, it's making me so pissed.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 14.
14. Alrighty. Sprinkle a little bit of sunshine. The player gets a magical powder that, when applied or sprinkled, causes illumination as strong as the sun. If it's used on an enemy, the enemy will take radiant damage. And that, I believe, was courtesy of Jimmy Sprinkles the Dragon Cat. So you have this magical sunshine in your pocket. You got a pocket full of sunshine.
Pocket full of sunshine.
If anything that I'd like to have less than a pocket full of sunshine. How do I get rid of this
immediately? Maybe you should reach in your pocket and taste it.
That's a
good, but I hate it.
I respect that. What?
Can I use this to bring down the griffin? It won't kill it, will it?
So at the moment, the griffin is just sort of like being held like 30, 40 feet above you.
Let's just get on it.
Yeah, how are you going to fly 30, 40 feet?
I'm a fucking bird person. I mean, I got him hanging on me, but...
I'm light. I don't weigh much.
If you want to fly up and get on it,
do it.
We also have a teleporter. So weird. Anyway, moving on. If you want to roll to fly, you can, but it's a negative one because you've got a heavy weight.
All right, let's give it a go.
But you have your torso, so you've got your wings.
I rolled a 10. I'm not sure if that gets it.
It's a 9. Yeah. You get off the ground and then realize that that pocket full of sunshine is just keeping you down when it should be lifting you up.
You should see the bright side in that.
Oh, man. I love you, but I wish you would stop that.
I love you.
Wait, I'm waking up now, and I just realized we have some sort of a musical lasso. Use that. Come on. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Throw the lasso.
Elaine, do you want to step up and do something this mission?
Yes, because honestly, what else am I have been good for? Nothing is the answer. Wait, I know. Broomhild, wake up. Broomhild, my friend, wake up.
What, Grandma?
First of all, you've been doing a great job this mission. You're honestly great, and I'm going to give you a hug for friendship. Here you go.
Thank you. It's the one thing I wasn't going to get. I was worried I was going to go through this whole episode without getting a single hug.
You've got your hug, girl. Now listen, okay. I'm going to go and steal this rope from Niffle. I think his name is Nipple.
Niffle.
Is it Missile?
N-I-F-F-L-E.
You want something stolen?
Yes, you're going to steal the rope. Then you're going to hand it to me and throw me up in the air so that I can get the griffin. Do it.
I'll do it. I do it.
Roll me. You get a +3 because you're a klepto.
Yes. I got a 17.
So you got a dirty 20? Oh, that's 17. Alrighty. So tell me how you take the musical rope.
Okay. So what's happening is that these two are discussing the pocket full of sunshine. And when... Depeche takes it out to lick it. Its blinding radiance provides a window just narrow enough for me to get in there and get right into the collective ass pocket where I know that Lasso is hiding.
Lasso. You have the lasso now.
I have the lasso. I have the lasso. Okay. All right. So then I give it to Elaine. I'll give you this and then I'm going to chuck you.
Go. Do it. Fastball.
Ready?
Let's do this.
So, one. 2, 3. Do we need another roll?
You're a Goliath. You're 7 feet, so he's at least getting like 14 feet off the ground. Or 13 feet off the ground.
Wow.
I land on the ground and now I have it roped up like a Macy's Day balloon. We're good to go.
No, you're gonna have to roll. You're gonna have to roll to see if you successfully lasso its neck. Are you kidding?
I can though.
12.
Yeah. Okay. You manage to get it over, sort of like it kind of lands like here. So it gets in and you have a griffin's neck in the grasp of this magical song lasso. Lasso.
Woo! You did it! You did it! Finally
did one.
I wish you wouldn't do that. All that enthusiasm.
I'm so happy. I'm so excited. You did it, you did it, did it.
Oh. I don't understand how you can hate happiness but be in love with him, Depeche, honestly.
You know, you don't choose who you love. That's what I always say.
The griffin comes too, realizes its neck is in a restraint, sees you all for the first time, and freaks out.
No.
And with two huge, massive strokes of its wings, it propels itself up. The rope snaps so that half of it falls to the ground and the other half still remains with the rope around its neck. And it goes down, swoops in, and tries to knock you all over. That was an 18. So now the griffin has felt threatened. Oh. And with a 17, takes out Elaine.
Sure.
So Elaine has been, because you've got the rope in your hand, and you're like, I've got it! Look, guys, I've got it! And it's like laying, yeah, this sad rope is laying in your hands, and so it just goes onto you. What would you guys like to do?
Do I still have my abyssal eye?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to bum it out so great. That it just like kind of chills out and just sits still and just lets it happen.
Explain what the abyssal eye is and then how you use it.
The abyssal eye is a charm that when looked directly at, it bums you out so bad that you just can't go on.
So you're ready to not go on.
It doesn't have any effect on me. It just makes me feel the same. But when another creature looks at it, it just makes them not want to even move. Like they just stop. But don't look at it. Don't you look at it.
Sorry.
Don't look at it. What are you, stupid? I'm asking as if I don't know. Going it.
From hill roll.
Oh no.
Too curious. Eight. Yeah, no, you didn't look at it.
Whew.
Did I look at it?
Roll.
14.
Yay, straight at it. You're sad.
Oh, man, I've never been sad in my life. You're this kind of sucks.
Also, Elaine, learn to freaking teleport, dude. You literally have that as an ability.
Keeps forgetting.
I'm going to use my ability. I'm going to disguise myself, camouflage so the griffin doesn't come after me, but I am running to pick Elaine up off his feet. Get him back in fighting shape, brush him off.
The griffin ain't doing nothing. The griffin's looking at the abyssal eye. Don't look at it.
The griffin was attracted to your dark feathers, and it kind of feels some sort of kinship because you two have the top body of a raven and the bottom half of a fur beast. And so it kind of like takes a second. So I'm going to give it a -3 to its roll for the distraction of it all. And it is hook, line, and sinker just sliding into that abyss.
Why you did it? I want to die.
It looks straight into it. Its eyes are twinkling into this little like circular motion, and it just slumps on the spot, and melancholy ripples through its poor big free heart.
I put on some typo negative.
Can you talk to speak bird to it? Can you talk to it?
Yeah.
Beautiful language. It's beautiful.
And it kind of goes into like the what's the point? That's the translation.
I know, but look, it's you got two options here. You can either end it all, or you can just kind of drift along in the abyss, in the sea of blackness, and kind of see where it takes you. You got to trust in the darkness to just kind of lead you where you're going. I don't know. It's whatever. I don't care.
So it's just not moving. It's just slumped and it's feeling real sad. And
all right, great. Let's hop on.
What?
I said, all right, great. Let's hop on.
Yeah, yeah. And like this tiny little violin music is playing right next to it. Just in the perfect tune. Yeah.
I'm too fat to ride on a griffin.
Well, you're only half too fat. The other half of you is a beautiful, slim bird person.
So the glass is half empty. But
I respect that.
In the glass. You know,
I love you just how you are.
I respect you.
I respect you. I don't want to, but I do.
Oh, what did I miss? What happened? Oh my god, we're on top of a griffin. This is crazy.
Is it?
Wait, I may have a sort of saddle in my portable black hole. I'm going to reach in there one more time, see what I can grab.
Yeah, roll for me. +2, because that's creative.
16 plus 2 is 18, baby.
What do you know? You reach around and the smell of this rich... That's a 6. There you go. The smell of this kind of like rich, tanned leather just kind of wafts out of your circular portable portal hole. And it takes a little bit because you have to kind of like fold it a little bit to try and make it fit back out. But it is this gorgeous three-person saddle that just looks like it's going to strap right on and under this sad, forlorn griffin that kind of rolls so that you can fasten the buckles underneath it. And you have a perfectly good, albeit some of the stitching could use a little bit of work, but a perfectly good saddle on top of your griffin, whose name is... The griffin's name is...
Lamp.
Lamp.
It can also be called Lamp. Why do you call everything Lamp?
Because lamps are wonderful. Even though I want to die.
I want to try to cheer the griffin up with some cheese and see if we can get Lamp to fly us.
Yeah, it doesn't love cheese, but it's nibbled at it enough. The problem is, if it eats it, you don't have daggers.
I guess
so.
You get to name it since I
really like it.
I didn't know that.
You're really lucky that that was a 4, even though I gave you a +2. It took a little bite out, but it's like, dairy makes my tummy hurt.
I understood you.
Guys, you have a saddle, you have a griffin. It's just not in the air. Your time is very much past, but get the fuck home, okay?
Groomhild, you are the one that has to fly us home. You are the clear leader of this expedition. And myself and Depeche Niffle will be behind you, and I'll be in between, and I'll sort of give you a hug as we fly home. Let's do it!
Do you think, just in case, I can't get the griffin, can you teleport us home? Can you hug all of us?
Honestly, no. That seems way too hard for me.
But
I
believe in you. I believe you could try.
Who's rolling?
I don't think the griffin has any more fight in it, guys.
Why don't you just try, bro?
It's a crying issue right now. Look at it.
Everybody touch me. I'm going to try to. I've got my legs. I'm sitting on the griffin. We're all on the griffin. Here we go.
I'm just making sure I have your consent.
Yes, of course. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Here we go. 15.
What do you know? You guys... slowly but surely feel this yank from within. You guys get snapped around. Your reality swifts and turns and shoots about, and you feel really nauseated. You don't feel great at all. I'm pretty sure Depeche Boots, like,
I already felt that way to begin with, but whatever.
So you're used to this deep state of nausea. And you land about 10 feet away from the entrance of the school, and everything and everyone is intact except the portal that you had.
Oh no, I forgot my portal. Ah, whatever, that's fine. Easy come, easy go.
I like that attitude.
Back to the academy with this incredibly...
We're the first ones here. We're the first ones that made it back. We're going to win. I can't believe this. This is crazy.
We did it.
You walk into the main hall with this incredibly sad, melancholic griffin who's just slumping about, and you realize that every other student has returned to the campus.
Oh.
In fact, there is a wyvern that someone had collected that's just sitting in the back part of the grounds.
Over there just has a garden snake. That's shitty. I mean,
what?
That guy there, he's got a garden snake. Who cares? Like, some of these animals are not great. Like, you got
garden snake.
Got a good one.
Wasn't great. But you also see a Cerberus, a three-headed giant dog.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's so cool.
So some of these students, like, pass with flying colors, and Headmaster Reedville is like, is my watch broken? Because I would be... I'm remiss to think that you made the time. That was the case. Who do we have here? Who is this gorgeous looking mount? What's its name?
Lamp.
And you've already failed, but it's incredible to see just how much more you can. Well, the beast is alive, which is something. Very well done.
It doesn't want to.
You don't have to tell him that.
Very sad. Ah! And it communicates with the griffin, who goes, hmm. And it's like, Okay. And then he pulls out this bit of wood and a knife and just starts whittling away at the wood until it resembles a griffin, complete with an eagle's head, a wingspan, and a lion's body. And it enchants these words and says a little incantation. And the sad griffin in front of you dematerializes and gets sucked into this wooden figurine and says, "Congratulations, you now have a brand new mount, ready to call at your command should you require it." And then addresses the rest of the school and says, "Congratulations, some of you have done very well indeed, others passed. And sometimes that is what they call their best. Rest up, we have a lot of work to do. Wow, Depeshnipa, you have grown apart during this trip a little bit."
I think we've grown closer, actually.
Well, I mean, he still doesn't respect my music, but I'm learning to love him just the same.
A lot happened. I can't wait to hear more about it, but you all must be tired, so off. Have some downtime, because that's all this bird looks like it's been doing. It's just stuck in its downtime. But surely another day will arise and the sun will come up and we'll attack everything with a new gusto. And we'll also reassess how that event went, because as we know, your tattoos that are on your wrist for entrance into the academy, I can also see what goes on. And so I was witness to the events that took place. And we'll chat about it soon. Have a great night. And with that, he does that thing where, Broomhild, you put your giant hand out and he puts the figurine in your hand and then he closes your fingers around it, because you can't hand anything to anyone in fantasy without closing the
hand. That's true.
Episode 4 of Fungeons and Flagons has finished. Thank you so much to you guys. You have passed your test, but barely? Yes.
Barely passed. High five.
Thank you.
Barely passed. You know what? I shouldn't do it, but since Niffle has absolutely wants to be an A-grade student, roll for me, bud.
Oh, no. Hang on. I got to get back to my D20. Okay, here we go. It's rolling, and I got a 12.
Okay. Now you see me, now you don't. You become invisible.
Whoa, I'm invisible. What does this mean?
So basically the torso that is sprouting out from Depeche.
I look like just half a person now.
Doesn't exist anymore. We can hear you and you can feel you, but you can't see you. So it sort of looks like Depeche is exactly how Depeche was.
Minus half my ass and one leg.
But it just looks like that you don't have a, exactly. You do not have a.
Yeah. You don't have body. I know what I don't have now.
Listen,
you've got a body.
I'm still here.
And that.
I still need you to respect me.
I'm going to kiss you in front of the headmaster.
Okay, no one will know, but please, please respect me.
Thank you to Herky for that one. And that is episode 4 of Fungeons and Flagons. Thank you so much to Jeremy Azevedo and Steve Zaragoza for joining us in this particular episode, which was supposed to be a simple task, but you guys just keep surprising me. You really do. We are going to shoot the after show. We've got 9 sweet minutes to make some good chats happen. But if you do want to get that adventurous pass, we'll have access to the after show, and the full episode will be available on YouTube tomorrow with brand new guests next week. Thank you so much for watching Fungeons and Flagons, and a quick shout out, because I have housekeeping that I forgot all about, to Sirenscape for all the cool ambient music. If you want to use it at your table, just go to sirenscape.com. If you feel like supporting the show, head to patreon.com/geekbomb. Where can people find you on social media? We'll start with you, Steve.
At Steve Zaragoza on most things.
Jeremy.
I'm a Jerm has a veto on everything, but with a J.
Hector.
I'm at Hector is funny.
Not today. Kate.
I thought you were very funny today. I'm Kate Welch.
No, Mod's right. Mod's right. I'm not. I wasn't funny today.
When will the bullying stop?
I surge. 13.
Oh, okay. All righty. We finished the episode, but we've got a last minute surge happening. 13. So this will roll over to the next one. Loki's luck. The next three skill check rolls are made with advantage and
yes!
can be used by different players, but must be called out before the roll is made. You can thank Thierry, for that one.
Thank you, Thierry.
You've got to keep note of that. Skill check plus three.
Thank you for bullying Hector, Maud.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
Someone's got to do it.
Kate, where can people find you?
Kate Well, cha-cha-cha with four H's.
Fantastic. I'm at Maud Garrett. Make sure you are following this particular page and Geek Bomb. Thank you so much, guys. We'll catch you next week. Goodbye.
Thanks for having us.